You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome to the Team Selection Podcast on the AFL Ratings Network. My name is Pete, and I go by the name of AFL Ratings Pete on Twitter. Welcome to co-host and seven purse, Ryan Daniels. G'day, Rhino.
Hello, Pete. How you doing? Is this the last one? Is this the finale?
This is certainly the last one. Final home and away round of the 2023 season. So let's get stuck into it. We'll go with notable players to discuss, but we'll go through the ins and outs. So Essendon, Collingwood. Wiedemann, Bryan, Snelling, Setterfield into the midfield for the Bombers, Baldwin in for Essendon. The outs here are Caldwell, Guelphy, Wright, Draper and Kelly for Collingwood. Bobby Hill into the team, Jordan DeGoey into the midfield there for the Magpies there as well. Mason Cox from sub into the 22, Nathan Murphy on the outs. Injured from last week, Jacob Bryan unfortunately concussed his debut and McCreary out. So the Bombers did concede a stack of disposals last week, so there's potential there that Magpies Mitch can get a hold of them.
Yeah, it was a bizarre game from the Bombers last week, and all the Giants got their bellies full. Can they bounce back a little bit? Geez, you'd bloody hope so. But they have a lot of guys that are out, and you'll probably find that a lot of those guys have been playing hurt. They're the ones who, now that they can't make the finals, barring an absolute miracle, you just start putting those guys out to the farm for surgeries and that sort of stuff so they're ready for pre-season. So Setterfield could get a nice little role there if you're looking for an emergency pick-up off the waivers for a grand final in a draft. He'd probably be a handy emergency given he's a Friday night game.
Yep.
And for the Pies, I think McRae's going to be the sub as well, I think, which is finally gets a look in. But they could rack him up, and they need to hit some form. They need to put the foot to the pedal because their last, obviously, 4 or 5 weeks has hardly been convincing by any stretch of the imagination. So I expect Collingwood to go big. Not great for Darcy Cameron. So Cox is in the team. And last week we saw Cameron flying. And then once Cox got subbed in, he basically crawled to a half-decent, well, pretty good score. But it could have been a lot better than that. So not great for Darcy Cameron owners, I wouldn't have thought.
On to Hawthorn of Fremantle. Newcombe back into the team after he had hamstring soreness last week. Ryan back into the team for the Hawks there as well. Savant gets into the 22. For the outs there, Long, Granger, Barash and Ramsden. And for Fremantle, Walters back into the team for the final game of the season. Hamling as well, good to see. O'Meara out and Banfield out. So the big one here is obviously Joy Newcombe into that midfield. And obviously we're looking at where Finn McGuinness will go for a potential tag there this week.
I'm expecting him to go to Brayshaw. Sarong's a little bit harder to tag. He's so tough and inside, whereas Brayshaw has become a real outside player these days. So I think it would be much more likely for them to tag Brayshaw. He's been tagged in the past and done okay at times, but also struggled in other games. So it's a bit of a hit or miss. Interesting that they didn't play Erasmus. I thought that they probably would. They went with an extra tall defender, which for me is something to keep an eye on, because if they're going to play Cox and Hamling and Pierce all in the same back line, they're going to be way too tall. So is that going to mean that Brennan Cox starts forward? Is it going to mean that there's a late change coming? Keep an eye on that one, because that didn't really make a lot of sense to me. And the other one at Hawthorn is young Huthwaite. He stays in the team as well. So if you're looking for a downgrade option that's going to give you a backup, then he's the guy.
North Melbourne and Gold Coast. So Dawson, Bergman, Lazaro into the 22. Howe, McDonald and Zeeble out. Gold Coast, Burgess, Davies and McPherson in. And the outs here, Atkins, Lukosius and Humphrey. So no Luke Davies, Uniacke for Kangaroos, and no Lukosius, obviously, and Humphrey there.
Yeah, and Atkins out as well, who's been pretty good pickup for people in draft leagues. Interesting that he got dropped as soon as Damien Hardwick got named coach. I don't know if that's a future indication of where Atkins sits in the Hardwick evaluation. I've got a question for you, Pete. So Zeeble out, McDonald out, right? Two guys, particularly Zeeble, who won a fair bit of ball this year down back. McDonald had his moments. Sheasel's obviously going to pick up a lot of the footy. Is there another winner this week? Is there a random pop-up North Melbourne defender? Is it Miller Bergman? Is it like an Aiden Corr? Is it somebody else who pops up and puts up a pretty decent score, an 80 or a 90, because they're in a great loophole spot being one of those two early games on the Saturday?
Yeah, I like Bergman. The one here I would take there as well, if you can get, but probably gone in plenty of draft leagues, is Scott, Bailey Scott. So we know he goes from the wing and back to half back there throughout play. So I think Sheasel should get a stack of ball in Hobart there, and I think Scott might start to rack up a pretty decent score there for the Kangaroos. So probably the one for me, the bigger winner, would be Bailey Scott.
Okay, cool.
On to Brisbane and St Kilda. Lions into the 22, McCarthy out injured. He should return for finals. There for the Saints, Jack Hayes in. Good to see him return. Hunter Clark into the 22. Seb Ross, unfortunately, hamstring. And obviously the Saints here resting and managing Max King.
Yeah, and Hayes in. So it's just a rest, I think, for Max King. So, you know, their final spot sealed. It's just about, you know, who they play in round one. So they'll probably end up facing a Sydney, probably most likely. So they're just taking that break, which makes a lot of sense. If he's banged up a little bit, gives him 2 weeks off. And Hayes gets a chance to get some footy in him. So it really, it's a smart move from St Kilda. You know, very clever from Ross. He knows what he's doing at this time of year. He likes to rest people. But yeah, nothing major jumps out at me in that game. Jared Lyons is interesting. He hasn't played many full games in the last year and a half or so. And we know he can score really big when he's been given game time. So again, like Setterfield, if you need a Hail Mary as a backup mid in a draft league and there's every chance he's been dropped, they're the kind of guys you can pick up, you can put as your emergency and just see what happens because they do have scoring in them.
So for Lions coming into the team, that's probably going to disrupt their inside midfield numbers at Brisbane. So potentially McCluggage moves on the outside. The one thing that Jack Steele has been doing for the Saints is been playing a bit of a defensive inside midfield role. We've seen him match up against Patrick Cripps. So I just wonder whether he's going to go to... You know, for me, it would be Lachie Neale. Not really a tag, but just a defensive matchup inside mid. Possible there, Josh Dunkley there for Brisbane. But, yeah, Jared Lyons does sort of disrupt that. So I wonder if, you know, if Lyons actually just goes head-to-head with Jack Steele if possible. So we'll see how it goes. A bit of management maybe through the midfield numbers for Brisbane, even though they need to win to secure a top two spot there. So Geelong and the Western Bulldogs, so massive changes in this game for both teams. So Nevitt, Menegola, Dempsey, Conway in for his debut, straight into the ruck. But Stanley's into the team there for the Cats. Mullen, probably halfback role, and Parford probably going to get some pretty decent midfield minutes there for the Cats. Big outs here, Duncan, Radaglia, Close, Cameron, Hawkins, Bruin, and Tui. For the Bulldogs, Crozier, Liberatore back into our midfield. McLean, good to see him get another go here. For the outs here, DeRay, Bailey Smith, illness, and McRae, concussion there. So big, big outs for both teams here. Number main Cats, Smith, McRae, both out. Liber back into the midfield, as I mentioned earlier. I'd expect a pretty decent bump in midfield usage for Caleb Daniel here.
Yeah, there's a heap to unpack there. Maybe we'll start with the Bulldogs because you mentioned them last. So, McLean coming in, he hasn't had many opportunities. When he has, he's either been the sub or he's been subbed out or he's been playing in weird spots. So I kind of looked today and I was like, the last time he went big in a fantasy game was years ago, absolute years ago. Like we know he's got the ceiling in him, but we just have not seen it at AFL level for a really long time. So, it's great to see him, but you'd have to be rolling the dice to play him in any kind of format, I would have thought. Daniel's probably one of the winners there. McRae, shame to see him come out. I'm sure that hurts a lot of people's teams in a grand final weekend. But he, you know, he clearly wasn't right. And then on the Geelong side of things, this is interesting because a lot of players out, a lot of players in. They're not going to make the finals. They haven't got much to play for. But they're bringing in a lot of guys who haven't played a lot of footy in big roles. Menegola is interesting to me. Parfitt, you mentioned, is interesting to me. There's a couple of guys there. I really like Mitch Nevitt Like, I really like him. I think he's got serious potential. And Dempsey too. Those guys are going to be a part of their future, and they've shown in the past the ability to rack it up. Like, Nevitt's last score was 91.
Yep.
And it might have even been against the Bulldogs.
Yep.
I'm not 100% sure. But they do have the ability to score. So that's alongside, there could be some weird stuff going on if you play daily fantasy or anything like that on Saturday night, because it's so different to how they're normally built.
Yeah, never be the one off halfback, wing type role for the Cats, for sure. He can certainly rack those numbers up. On to West Coast and Adelaide. So we've got Hearn, Shuey, Hoff into the team, and Jones on the outs there, Jessa Yeo. So you can bring us up to date in a sec there. For the Crows, Gallant back into the team, Parnell, Pedler, and McAdam out, Sloan and Philthorpe. So for West Coast Eagles, obviously a few big retirement names here.
Yeah, so potential for big games. We talked last week about how retirement games can kind of go either way.
Yep.
And we saw a little bit of that. Jack Revolt and Trent Cotchin didn't really fire. Jack Zeeble was okay. So this week it's Hearn, who is nursing an Achilles injury. So there was some whispering at the start of the week that he might not even be able to play. Yeah. Now, he is playing, but how sore is he, and what kind of role can he play? So if you're relying on him to come onto your field, it is slightly risky. Could he be subbed out? Probably not this final game, but there is potential injury risk. Shuey hasn't really fired too much of a shot in the last couple of weeks. He's going to run out there, and he's going to give it everything he's got. There's some risk attached to both of those guys in terms of playing them. Hearn's position and ability to stay out there normally is probably the thing that makes him slightly safer than Shuey, but there's risk attached with both. Yo's out of the team at a hammy, probably a standard hammy. He needs a big preseason, and Hoff back into that team too. The other one I like in Adelaide is Parnell. I really like that kid. I figure when he comes into the team, he normally can rack it up pretty well if he's in the right role. So I do have interest in him going forward, maybe not for this weekend, but he does intrigue me a little bit.
Sunday notes, I will go extended squads here. So Vicentini, Teagle and Evans in, no outs for Port Adelaide. So for me, Port Adelaide should dominate this game. Poor players are certainly in on the Zach Butters Brownlow medal potential there. So Ryan Burton did say that on radio last week. So they want to feed in the ball as much as possible. So he's a chance to go for a big score there on Sunday. Weather conditions are fine. And obviously some big outs here for the Tigers. So the ins here currently, Banks, Bauer, Miller, Trisaius, Brown and Mantle. And we go Prestia, Rewald, Cochin on the out. And we go to Sydney, Amati, Roberts and McLean have been named as ins. No outs as yet. For Melbourne, McDonald, Fritch, Woden, Turner, Shackey has been named as an out. So no Brodie Grundy there for Melbourne. And for Carlton, we've got McGovern, Walsh, Chera, Fogarty, Durden, and named as an ins. Doherty is the big one named out here. Ed Kerno has been named out. Angwin, Haynes, and Flynn as the named ins for the Giants at this stage. So for Carlton, it's Patrick Cripps was limited with a rib concern last week. I believe it's a rib concern. He had big padding under his jumper. That's pretty decent sign. That's a ribby issue there. He's probably questionable for this game. If Carlton's position is determined heading to this game, there's some chance he is laid out. Obviously, Doherty there is the big out. He was managed for this week with a calf concern. And Toby Green was managed out of the game last week for the Giants. And again, you know, if the Bulldogs lose this game on Saturday night, if they somehow have to manage to miss the eight from where they were, potential Toby Green either managed out of the game or limited minutes again. So, yeah, just be mindful of teams knowing their position finish on the ladder and obviously managing players accordingly.
Yeah, that was something I wanted to talk about, and there's a lot to unpack there with players, and I think you did a pretty good job of it, so I won't add too much in the specific players. But I wanted to mention, like, things could get really weird, as you said, like when certain results start getting locked in. So let's say Brisbane beat St Kilda, which we expect them to. That changes the ability of Port Adelaide and Melbourne to get into second spot. Now, they're still going to try to win the game, obviously, but let's say Port Adelaide also flog Richmond, right? And so then Melbourne's definitely going to finish fourth. Well, maybe Melbourne look at resting somebody. You know, maybe Petrarca's banged up and he doesn't need to play. Or, like, what I'm saying is you've got to be ready for the pivots on Sunday.
Yep.
Now, if the Giants are in, do they just go, actually, you know what, Toby, we need you next week or in 2 weeks. Say, how about you just come off? Or is it Tom Green? Or is it Big Briggsy because he's sore and they've got Flynn? Yep. There's all kinds of things that can happen on that Sunday based on finals finishes. If you're Sydney, I think, you know, depending on what happens with St Kilda, they might not need to win to get a home final in week one. So that shifts things too. And this is me without looking at the ladder specifically. Maybe I'm wrong there. But there's going to be all kinds of things to keep an eye on throughout the weekend, that certain games will matter more than others. Certain games will matter, then they suddenly won't. And some games, they won't matter, and then they suddenly will. So you have to be ready to pivot right up until that final siren. If you're in a grand final, set your alarm for every single game, late changes, right? Yep. Set your alarm for half an hour before the bounce. Go in, check the late changes. Go to AFL ratings and check them, because you've always got them up. And know what's happening, because anything can happen on that day and you might need to pivot at the last second.
The best part about Sunday this week is there are no overlap games. So you've certainly got some time to adjust from game to game. Obviously, coming out of Saturday night, you've got all morning, Sunday morning to adjust and go through some scenarios there. But absolutely, and it's not necessarily that teams will manage players out of the game, but it's potential to go from consistent 80 to 85 game time percentage to like 70, or instead of Clayton Oliver 80 to 90% centre bounce usage to like 65. So they're just
players subbed out of games.
Yeah,
yep, absolutely.
And obviously that knocks off a fair whack of scoring potential there. So you just really got to be mindful of decisions, game scenarios, and potential teams on win loss and what it does for theirs. So if the Giants have actually need to win into that game on Sunday night, I would be all in on a stack of Giants players just going nuts.
So tackles and spread. Yep.
All right, Ryan. So where can the listeners find you this week?
Usual spots, mate. Twitter and if you're in Perth on the 7 News and Triple M over here as well. But they usually know the spots. And I just want to say well done to everybody who's still listening, because if you're still listening to this podcast, it means you're probably in a grand final. So good luck this weekend to anybody who is. I'm in one or two, and I'm sure you've got some stuff going on, Pete. And fingers crossed everybody gets up.
AFLratings.com.au for a stack of fantasy information there. AFL Ratings and associated Twitter accounts there as well. We're Ryan. Thanks for the season. Thanks for joining us for the season AFL Ratings this year. Great discussing team selection and some roles and some tag situations. Obviously bringing us up to date on West Coast and Fremantle news as we went along throughout the season. So very much appreciated for you joining us this year, and all the best to you this week in your grand finals and to the listeners in Round 24.
Thanks, Pete. And it's been a pleasure, and good luck to the listeners.